My story begins this way. I live in a flat-roofed mud straw house. I have been working on my carpentry day and night, building tables and chairs and beds and such. And the table over there, the one that I've been working on the most, it's really beginning to take the shape. But I don't even want to work on it anymore. Why would I bother? Mary's parents made the betrothal to me. To me. It was public. Everyone knew. And then Mary told me she was with child. It's not mine. I haven't been with her that way at all. But she is with child. I don't want to publicly embarrass her. You see, I really care for her, even if she has hurt me. I know. I'll quickly and quietly break those ties. Sure, I can sleep tonight. I'm just so tired. I think I'll go to bed. Tomorrow will be better. Well, I need to tell you about this dream that I had last night. I was so scared. This angel came to me and talked to me, and he said, "Joseph, come on, man, wake up. You shouldn't be afraid to take Mary as your wife. That child that's growing in her, it came from the Holy Spirit. She hasn't been with anyone else. She has been chosen. You will name the baby Jesus. He is the one that will change the world. Us. He will be called Emmanuel, God with us." You know, I just stared at that angel. I really wasn't sure what to think. I was pretty bewildered. "Do not be afraid." Yeah, right. I was afraid. What kind of woman is this Mary of mine? Why would an angel visit her? How could this be? So as I pondered all of this, a peace, an overwhelming peace came over me. Of course I'll marry Mary. Of course I'll care for her child. Of course I will love and hold and provide and protect them. How can I not? But why would God want this baby to come into this world now? There's so much violence and hate, people not listening to one another. You know, all that trading and the unkindness, why? You know, people even try to hurt one another on purpose. And then there's those taxes that we have to pay. Why would God want someone to come now? Oh, wait, the taxes, the counting. I need to get married so that we can get packed. We have to begin our journey, our trip to Bethlehem to get counted. You know, Caesar Augustus decreed it. Come on, Mary, we need to get going. I know it's going to be a really long trip, and I know that you're going to be uncomfortable. I will do all that I can to help you. I understand now. You are carrying Emmanuel. After many, many days, we made it to Bethlehem. And all those people that were coming into town to be counted, it was so crowded. And we were moving pretty slowly because of Mary. You know, she was ready to give birth. We were so tired. We were worn out. We were hungry. We were ready to just stop traveling. But we really needed to find a place to stay. We knocked on all kinds of doors. We looked all over, but nothing was available. We couldn't find a place to stay. What were we going to do? I promised that I would take care of Mary, that I would take care of us. And I can't even find a place for us to bed down for the night. Where to look? What to do? I've knocked on so many doors that my hand hurts. Oh, well, I guess I'll just try one more. Sir, we are in need of a place to bed down for the night. You see, my betrothed, my Mary here, is ready to give birth. We are both so utterly exhausted. Would you have a place for us? Really? We can stay in a stable with the animals? That will work. Thank you so very much. So we went around back, and the animals were bedded down, and we found a spot that we could spread the hay out and lay down. There was a trough there to feed the animals and to water them. It was there too. And as soon as I had Mary settled, the baby came. Wow! What a miracle. He is beautiful. Just beautiful. Jesus is beautiful. I was doing all that I could to help her. We found some rags and some cloths, and so we wrapped up baby Jesus up tight. We swaddled him. I didn't even hear the noises around us. I remembered what the angels had said. Do not be afraid. And you know, I wasn't. There was this peace, this calmness, and a bright, bright star. That star was so special, it twinkled and it shone. There was like a brilliance about it. Then, all of a sudden, there's this commotion at the door. I looked up, and there in awe were these shepherds. They came over, and they began to tell us their story. They said that they were in their field, and they were watching over their sheep, and they were sitting by the fire, and there were these angels. And here they did get a bit sheepish as they were talking to us now. And they said, really, there were these angels, and they told us not to be afraid, but that they were to come, that we were to come to Bethlehem, and we were to see this baby that was going to change the world, this baby that was born for us. So these dirty, smelly shepherds came and told us that this baby was going to be born for them, for all. And then they said there were more angels, and they were singing and laughing, and it was so wonderful, they said. The shepherds were just so filled with awe and love, and so peace-filled. They said they believe that this baby will change the world. When they left, it got quiet again, and we settled down, and we pondered, Mary and me. We pondered all that we had heard and seen. You see, here we are refugees with a baby that will change the world. Here we are poor, ordinary folk with a baby that will bring love to all. Here we are, believers, followers, hope-filled. perhaps you can be too. Amen.